Audio version of Michael Leibman's blog. October 17th, 2018. My thoughts on Twitter. October 17th, 2019. A mother cares for a baby because she gets satisfaction from it by her nature. But this isn't bestowal that the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about. With spiritual bestowal, I don't receive any benefit or material satisfaction. Everything is aimed at the one to whom I wish to bestow. Real bestowal isn't like bestowal in our world, which can happen even against my desire, out of fear or another calculation. This is not bestowal. Bestowal is when I have no personal benefit or satisfaction from it. From Twitter, October 17th, 2019. What's the best chat? Quora. Michael Leibman, on Quora, what's the best chat? The best chat is the inner chat that we build out of waste of barn and winery, that is, what our ego considers wasteful, ideas of love, unity, brotherhood, and concern for others. We raise this chat above our heads, making it the roof of our temporary dwelling, the sukkah. Meanwhile, our temporary sukkah structure made with rickety materials becomes sturdy, safe and secure when we cover it with a common wrapping of love and unity. Therefore, the best chat is the one through which we penetrate our egoistic mental and emotional makeup and discover the upper world. In the language of Kabbalah, the chat is the masak, screen, that we build, and that is granted to us, an ability to think toward others as nature itself thinks toward us with absolute love and care. The chat thus represents the most significant boundary in our lives, the boundary between corporeal life and spiritual life, between egoism and altruism, human nature and nature itself, creation and creator. In the shade of the chat are our egoistic desires. We are grateful for the ego, because it leads us to a realization of the need to rise above itself. Above the chat, that is, above our egoistic and corporeal reasoning, where we cannot picture any self-benefit, are the altruistic desires. In our altruistic desires, we can reach true harmony and balance with nature, united as a single entity. Why should we not use plastic? Quora. Michael Leibman, on Quora, why should we not use plastic? This evening, I was approached by a newer student who stated that perhaps we would be a better example of a positive force in society if we wouldn't use plastic, since plastic is considered as bad for the environment. I explained to him simply that Kabbalah doesn't relate to the topic of plastic. Kabbalah deals with pinpointing the base cause of all evil phenomena in nature, our egoistic desire to enjoy, and correcting this desire, that is, inverting its intention from for my own benefit to for the benefit of others. As a result of the work at the level of desire, the causal point of any phenomena in our world, nature corrects all man-made distortions. Therefore, if we correct the plastic in our hearts, the desire to benefit ourselves alone, it will all work out, I promise you. The meaning of Kabbalistic books, part 2. The Torah is a secret code. From the point of view of Kabbalah, the Torah is a completely secret code. Moreover, it is classified such that each person can understand it in one way or another depending on the extent of his correction or corruption. Question: the secret is not in that I have to understand the meaning of some word? Answer: no. You cannot extort its code from someone. Open this book with a special key, or see what is hidden between the pages. It is impossible. But if you have a certain quality bestowal, love, exiting yourself, that is, the quality of the upper world, then, while reading the Torah, you begin to see that the book describes not our world, but a completely different reverse upper world. If a person can acquire such qualities that are contrary to one's current properties, then one reads this book correctly, as it was written by its author. And if one does not possess these qualities, then one reads it like everybody else in this world. Question: I have heard that if one picks a letter after every 10 words while reading the Torah, it is possible to reveal some information in this way. Answer: no. You can read it as you like, front to back, back to front, after every 10 or 20 words, nothing will help. Question: can the future be predicted by this book? They say that it contains all the information. Answer: it contains information about everything. Not only about our world, but about all the worlds, about everything that exists, about each and every one of us and all of us together, regardless of time, and any possible states. But the fact is, that this cannot be revealed. Question: is it really possible to find information about a person who will be born, suppose, in 20 years, and about what will happen to him in 50 years? Answer: to the smallest detail. Moreover, all his external and internal properties are described there. Everything that will happen to him every moment, with all the billions of people, animals, and plants, every grain of sand, all the worlds, and their mutual representations. Question: can Kabbalists decipher this? Answer: yes, to the extent of their development. They read it in the same way as we read a plain text. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 18th, 2018. Why are some souls lucky and others are not? Question from Facebook: what have the souls done in order to be born as your children and grandchildren? Why are some lucky and others are not? Answer: I assure you that it is not a great gift to be my children and grandchildren. They carry a certain weight of my life. In fact, their life is different, but it is in no way easier or better. They are in no way luckier with their souls than others. They have more opportunities to correct themselves, but at the same time, they receive massive extra addition of egoism. My son lives in Canada. He is a publisher. My eldest daughter is a doctor of biological sciences, a famous person in the world, dreams of defeating cancer of the female glands. My second daughter is a philosopher who graduated from the Faculty of Philosophy, Kabbalah, and works in our organization. Whether they are happy or not, lucky or not, I do not know. The fact is that in all cases of life, a person has everything he or she needs to achieve an absolutely complete spiritual state. Therefore, no one can complain. Even the smallest, lowest, poorest, most narrow-minded person sees what conditions he or she was given from above will come to understand that these conditions, no matter how incredible it may seem to us, are the most suitable for achieving perfection. From Kab TV's Answers to Questions from Facebook, March 10th, 2019.